Thanks for joining me. I'm Nancy, and you're listening to Ordinary People, Extraordinary Things. I'll be talking to ordinary people, just like you, who share their real life stories. If you find this helpful, please subscribe, leave a kind review, and share. Well, thank you for joining me today on Ordinary People, Extraordinary Things. I'm here with another one of my neighbors, Tracy. Tracy, thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course, I'm happy to be here. I'm so glad you asked me.
So when I was thinking of people to interview, Tracy and I have gotten together and gotten to chat a little bit, and I found out pretty quickly that prayer is just kind of a core piece of who you are, is kind of what I was thinking. And so I want to have you talk about prayer. But first of all, I would like to know a couple of things, maybe three things that describe you.
Okay. And it's always hard to talk about yourself because I've been thinking about it. I asked my husband to kind of help me. I asked my best friend, Susie. We kind of talked about it. So I would say I'm devoted. I'm devoted to God. I'm devoted to my husband of 38 years. I'm devoted to my family and my friends. So I would say I'm very devoted. I'm reliable and trustworthy. I feel like if somebody called me and, you know, was really in need of something, that I would help them out if there's any way I could. I want to be that person that somebody could just, you know, call me and they would know that I would help them. And then thirdly, I need to be known as Go-Go. I'm a grandmother to four, and that's my passion. I wanted to be called Grammy, and my Vera, our firstborn grandchild, she wouldn't say Grammy. She started calling me Go-Go. And so I think to identify me, a lot of people know me as Go-Go. And I'm thrilled to be called Go-Go.
That's wonderful. So if anyone is new to the concept of prayer, how would you describe it?
I think the easiest way to describe prayer is it's really a conversation with God. And it can be, you know, a one-on-one thing. It can be a group of people, you know, having a conversation with God. But that's really, in a nutshell, I think, it's just a conversation with God. And I think if we can really see that and understand that it becomes less intimidating. Because I think a lot of people are intimidated by prayer. And you really shouldn't be, because really it's just like sitting down with a friend.
That's a great way to put it. So if someone is nervous about praying, what would you give them for words of encouragement? Maybe it's just praying just for the first time, or maybe it's praying aloud. I think those are two different kind of things. But do you have any advice?
I think it's really hard to start praying out loud. And if people invite you to a group that there's going to be praying out loud, it's okay to listen first. You know, you don't have to jump right in unless you feel like God has put something on your heart to pray at that time. But it's okay to listen and feel comfortable in that situation. Again, prayer is just a conversation with God. So it's like, you know, how would you have a conversation with your spouse, or how would you have a conversation with your best friend? And really, that's what God wants to be in our lives, is our best friend. So take it as that. And there's no judging. There's no judgment involved. It's just a conversation, and it's easy. And once you start praying, whether it be, you know, just between you and God, or whether it be in a group of people, the more you do it, the more comfortable you become.
What do you like about praying alone?
I like the intimacy of it. You know, it's me and Jesus, me and God. And again, you can just be so vulnerable. You can be transparent. And God wants that from us. You know, He wants to have that relationship. A pastor once said in a teaching one time that you have the relationship with the Lord that you want. Mm. And I thought that was so profound. I thought, oh, that is so true. And so as you grow in that relationship with the Lord through prayer, that relationship just becomes deeper and deeper and really easier. You know, I find myself just praying throughout the day because, again, it's just a conversation.
Now, I know you have at least one weekly prayer meeting. What do you like about praying collectively with others?
I think it's really helpful because sometimes, so I pray right now in a group for prodigals, and I may not always have the words that I'm trying to grasp, but you know what? My girlfriend sitting right next to me, God may have given her those words that need to be prayed for my prodigal at that time. I really think it's helpful to build each other up and also to pray for each other's prayer requests, whether it be for a child, a spouse, an organization, whatever it may be, to have that person come alongside of you and share in that prayer time, knowing that there's more than just one of you praying for that prayer request.
Mm. Now, what do you mean by prodigals?
So a prodigal is someone that, knows about the Lord and then may have walked away from the Lord. And so I have two sons, and they were both raised in church, and they both have been saved, but have since walked away as they got older in their years, and college and life happened, and they just kind of have walked away from living their life for the Lord. And so it's my desire that they would return to the Lord, and I know that they will. It may not be while I'm alive, but I know and I have faith in the Lord that they will return. So yeah, my prodigals are my sons, and they just have walked away, and it's my prayer that they would come back.
So prodigal in the sense of maybe the prodigal son in the
Bible.
In the Bible is kind of what you're
right.
alluding to.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it doesn't have to be your child. It can be a friend. Anybody that's walked away would be considered a prodigal.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that for our listeners and for myself. I thought I knew what you were saying, but wanted to clarify that. How have you seen God work through prayer in your life or maybe in someone else's life?
So I was involved with Moms in Prayer with a military group. So we prayed for our kids that were in the military. And there were six of us that met weekly, and we each prayed for our military child that was deployed. Boy, was that a rough time. But I saw God working through that in my son knew that we were praying for him, and he would, when he was able to, reach out and communicate, let me know when they were going to be, they called it outside of the wire, so they weren't safe on their base compound, if that was safe at all, but they were going to be out on a mission, and he would let me know that, so he would ask for prayer. And I thought that was a huge step in his life to actually reach out and ask for prayer. And with the six of us praying for our military kids, all six of our kids returned home safely.
Oh, wow.
So that was a huge just vision for us to all experience of how God worked in our lives and our kids' lives then, just bringing them all home safely from all of their deployments. That was huge. I had another time where a brother-in-law of mine was bucked off a horse and really seriously injured. He had a traumatic brain injury. He was in ICU for 40 days, and my sister actually asked me to pray for him and for her, and she was not a Christian at all, but she saw my life, and my brother-in-law is now okay. I mean, he's got some residual effects from the traumatic brain injury, but just the fact that he survived, and again, my sister asking for prayer was huge. I also have someone very near and dear to me that had an alcohol problem, and I have prayed for years that I used to pray that alcohol would make this person sick. I was like, no, Lord, not really, really sick, but it just was a problem. And now that person is alcohol free. And it's not me. You know, and that person acknowledges that that was totally the Lord, that the Lord really, you know, took a hold of that life. And so prayer works. You know, I just, it's so amazing to see and to experience it and to be able to acknowledge it, you know, and give praise to God because he's the one that really orchestrates it all.
Yeah, and I think there's something about praying together. My cousin asked for some prayer for a surgery she was in, and we brought it to our prayer chain in the church. And I think just even me getting texts saying, hey, we're praying for your cousin. Hey, how is your cousin doing? It's just so uplifting, even just to have reminders that people are actually there walking with you.
Yeah, I think that's very helpful. And one night at Moms in Prayer for our prodigals group, we split up in groups of two to pray for our prodigals, and I could hear the different groups, you know, lifting their prayer requests up to the Lord, and it was just amazing to hear. I couldn't hear all the details, but to look in that room and hear the voices and know that all these prayer requests were going up, you know, and praying for each other and holding each other up, it was just pretty amazing.
Yeah. What do you do when you get discouraged that prayers aren't being answered?
Well, you have to remember that it's God's timing and not ours, and God's word tells us to pray without ceasing, and so that's what I do. I just continue to pray until God answers, and it may not always be the answer I want to hear, but you just have to continue. Be consistent and be faithful that God will answer. You know, it'll be on his terms and his timing, but he will answer. You just have to continue and, you know, pray without ceasing. And he hears, he listens, and it's so obvious that he does. So you just have to continue. And sometimes you can get discouraged, but you just have to have faith that God is good.
Yeah. And I think for me and maybe others, I love stories about the waiting in the Bible because I know the answer, right? And I know that what's going to happen at the end of the waiting. But for my waiting, you know, even a few days or months or years is really hard.
Right.
But then, you know, we see in the Bible how God does these things in the waiting.
And I think being able to see how he has worked, that's got to be encouragement to us because he will. He will answer. And so, yeah, like going to the end of it. Do you read the end of a book before you read the whole book?
No, I don't.
But, yeah, it's nice to know that answer. Yeah. But he's faithful, and he's good all the time. So
just clinging to that.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to have that faith and that belief, and it'll happen. He'll answer. Just don't give up. Never give up.
I love that. I love to ask everyone who comes on, what is your favorite Bible verse or story?
I love James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. I just think that just sums it all up. You know, again, that relationship that you have with God is the relationship that you'd like to have. So, you know, if you want a deeper relationship, dig deeper in that Bible. You know, go to God's word. He's faithful. Yeah, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
That's good. And what are you grateful for?
That's a long list. You know, I think we all need to stop and think every day, you know, what can I be thankful for today? Because there's always something you can be thankful for. But I would say my relationship with the Lord, I'm very thankful for. My husband of 38 years, that he's God's perfect gift to me as a husband. I'm very grateful for him each and every day. I'm grateful that my two sons live in the same state that I do. My four grandchildren are here. My parents are here. You know, I just, family is important, and so it's nice to be surrounded so closely by them. And those are some of the things that I'm just extremely grateful for.
I love how you said we need to look a little bit more for that. And that's kind of why it's one of my questions, because I think it's easy to look for things that aren't going right and to And sometimes it's hard to be a little grateful, right? It is
right.
some days,
right.
but
right.
I think there's always something that we can ground ourselves with.
Yes, I agree.
I am so excited for all of our listeners to just get a little bit of a nugget on prayer from you. So thank you for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in. God gave me a calling to share people's stories, and I've been doing that for over 15 years with my business, Generations to Generations. Ordinary People, Extraordinary Things is a continuation of telling stories. All of us have a story, and it's imperative that we share it with others to learn and empower. I know you have a story to share on how God has showed up in the mountains and valleys of your life. To do that, visit me on Facebook, Instagram, or email me at ordinarypeoplestories@gmail.com. And I'll see you on the next podcast.